They said it on Good Morning America this morning.
Fuck it, it's Iowa.
That's where my dad is.
Kidding. I just... Hey, hi, how are you? Andy's Things and Stuff, episode 35.
Oh.
You're older than that now, aren't you?
Shh. We're not telling people that. I'm going to be 35 forever.
No. Remember when you thought you wanted to be 29 forever?
Well, that wouldn't be so bad.
No, it wouldn't be so bad. I was double checking to make sure I was actually on number 35. I couldn't remember what the hell number I was on.
I wouldn't mind being 29 forever.
Oh, golly. If I could be one age
or 30,
forever.
No, like 32.
This is like a no hands pants Mary question.
32.
If you could be one age forever.
32, I think. Because you've still been through some stuff, but you're not like...
Yeah.
You know?
I was going to say like 38. Eight.
I wouldn't know yet. I'm not.
And the only reason why is because when I was that age, I wasn't married yet.
At
Did you 38? Say 28, 29?
I said 32.
Oh, 32. I was married, but we were so broke, and all our kids are in daycare, and daycare, when you have three kids, is really expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely not when we had three kids in daycare. Definitely not. Because then when our kids were no longer in daycare.
Well, are your kid? Is everybody else staying the age that they were when you were that age too?
No, I'm staying my age and everyone else is normal.
Okay, then they maybe.
It's like Benjamin Button, except
right.
I don't change.
But maybe your kids could be the age as they are now, but you'd stay 32. So they wouldn't still be in daycare.
Oh, if that were the case.
Yeah, because they're not going to stay that age forever. Well, just because you're that age.
If that's the case, then 22. Because, yeah.
Well, that's why I was asking. Is everybody else that, the same age that you were at the time? Or,
yeah.
You know, we have to define some rules here.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, if you don't know who my guest is by this point, you never heard...
You're not from here. You're not...
And you haven't listened to all of my podcasts yet either.
Yeah.
Tosh is back on the podcast. For those who don't know, I'll give you like, it's been a hot minute since you were on.
It was
like 5 months ago, 4 months ago.
It was winter.
It was January.
Yeah, it was like, I know.
Remember it was January. Plus, like, each time you've been on, there's like huge spike in my downloads.
You're welcome.
and then they stay up there. And then they trickle down.
Mm-hmm.
And it was definitely time for another Tosh spike.
You needed some help.
And you have a podcast to plug now.
I do. I have something to plug.
So you're, well, I actually sit on the couch instead of the host chair, but I prefer sitting here. So you have a podcast.
I do have a podcast. It's called Talking with Tasha, because I like alliteration. And it's only been one episode so far, but I do want it to be, and I say this in the episode, eventually I want it to be kind of similar to the radio, because I do miss that sort of, like, when we'd have the fun topics and we'd get the funny stories. Like, we wouldn't know Manila Matt if it wasn't for funny stories.
No.
Or, you know, so
no.
Like, I want that to still be a little bit of an aspect of it, but then it's also just me running through all the dumb pop culture stuff I like, but that was also kind of what I did on the radio, so.
And just like when we were on the radio, I was very, I can't think of the word, I was paying lots of attention during the first 5 minutes, and then I kind of tuned out for...
When I started talking about, like, Jersey Shore and stuff.
Yeah, I tuned out. I was still listening,
right?
But I wasn't paying attention I was.
Right.
I was engaged.
Well, and that's because, you know, a lot of podcasts are actually, they like have more of a theme, like it's true crime or it's this or it's about a certain show or it's about whatever. Mine's about all of it.
Yeah. I have I'm quite sure you did not listen to my episode a few weeks back with Robert Wyatt.
No, I've only listened to the ones
with people you know.
Yeah, the ones with people I know.
Yeah.
No offense.
all we did was literally, except when we talked about him being a home designer, we pretty much talked about shooting for 3 hours.
Right. So I don't care.
Right. I totally get. I had a gal though who, she was super excited about the episode with my niece last week. I recorded one with my niece who's in law school because I defamed her by calling her a hardcore Republican, apparently.
Oh, okay.
Which. Last I knew that was true.
It's not anymore?
No, well, hardcore is a strong word, okay, I guess. I guess. But anyway, but this gal commented on Facebook that she's like, I even like listening to the shooting stuff. But she was a paralegal, so she was super stoked to listen to
Sid talk about all that stuff.
But no, this guy I know from Utah, and I was trying to think of all the Mormon Netflix documentary questions that you would have asked him.
Oh, had sure. You been on,
but I didn't think of those.
Have you ever had coffee?
He doesn't drink. I know that.
Well, they don't usually drink caffeine.
I don't.
So, like, even having soda.
I didn't ask him that,
pop,
but
whatever.
The only thing that really came up,
because I went to high school with a couple Mormons, and if we had like a pizza party or something,
yeah,
someone had to bring Sprite. Because it's caffeine free.
Oh, sure.
Or root beer, because some of the root beers are caffeine free.
But so he does a shooting podcast that is fairly popular among people who care about the sport I care about. And I actually shot a match with him. We just happened to be on the same squad at Area 3 a couple years ago. And back then I followed him on Instagram, and then I'd interacted. You ever use Telegram?
No.
It's kind of cool. That when you're talking about like an interactive thing, that might be a good thing to use for your podcast, because there's like a chat in there.
Okay.
But then there's also just like the main channel where they just put out stuff and people just comment. It's kind of neat. Anyway, I got to know him more on there and messaging back and forth. He started listening to my podcast.
Oh.
Because he saw me post on Instagram that I did a podcast, and it was the one with my dad, and that sucked him in. And he keeps listening. And here's what he said. And I brought all this up when you said, I don't know what my show's really going to be about. It's going to be everything. You know?
I mean, I might eventually find more of a niche, but I think I'm starting broad and see what works and what, you know, I don't know. People were just up my butt about like doing something.
And no, he sent me a message. It was very nice. He said, I think the reason your show is so good, and I am patting myself on the back here, reading the message from him. I think the
humble
reason your
brag.
Show is, yes, definitely. I think the reason your show is so good is you talk to regular, normal people, and that's super fun to be able to listen to long form conversations with people who are just people.
Yeah.
And in talking to them, you're able to bring out all the fun stories in their lives. It's actually really fun to listen to as the topic unfolds. I get their series of pre-thought out questions. There's not tonight, by the way. But the enjoyment is how organically the conversations flow. And I was like, holy shit, that is what my show is. I hadn't even really thought of it that way.
Yeah.
This podcast, as always, is brought to you by SiouxFallsShooting.com. Well, this week and weekend, I have no classes because I'm the match director for the Great Plains Section Championship in Canton, and I don't have time. But I have stuff going on next week, actually on Wednesday, South Dakota Enhanced Renewal and New Permit class. If you're a new permittee, you will be at 4 o'clock. If you're in the renewal half, you will be at 5:30. All at the same place, Sioux River Sportsman's Club in Canton. Get signed up right now. SiouxFallsShooting.com. Podcast 10 saves you 10%. Also, Intro to Handgun, a week from Saturday, May 28th. Ladies, men, whoever, you're all invited to that one. Learn to shoot in a nice, relaxed, comfortable environment and get your first taste of shooting. SiouxFallsShooting.com. Also have AR rifle skills coming up on June 4th. The day before that, another South Dakota Enhanced Permit class. SiouxFallsShooting.com. Podcast 10 will save you 10%.
Right now, I only have one episode, and it was 30 minutes of just me, basically. But I do think it is hard to do something like that by yourself in any sort of super long format.
Yeah.
So
my longest solo one, I think, is 40 minutes.
Right. So I think if I'm doing them solo, they might be around there.
Right.
I'm not opposed to guests, but right now I don't have two microphones. And, okay, not that I think I'm going to, like, blow up and make millions of dollars being a podcaster, but one of the podcasts I do listen to that blew up and they make millions of dollars as a podcaster, My Favorite Murder, Karen Kilgariff on there. She's a former stand-up comedian, and she always says, her an old manager used to say to her, local jokes get local gigs, meaning, like, you're never going to go anywhere if you just talk about, like, where you grew, you know, like, you need to broaden your base a little bit or whatever. So that's kind of why... don't get me wrong, like, if local people will be on my show, but, like, if they're on my show, it's because we're going to talk about Jersey Shore or something. Like, it's not going to be, like, Sioux Falls based necessarily. Does that make sense? Like, I mean, Sioux Falls stuff will come up because obviously I live here, but...
Right.
But I'm trying to think...
It can't be the focus.
Right. I'm trying to just think a little bit bigger, and that's why... Because honestly, and I know this, everybody says this about their friends, like, oh, we're hilarious when we're together or whatever. But, like, when me and my brother talk about Below Deck, like, it's so dumb, but... So- we're like, but did you see the thing with the, like, you know, just that kind of stuff is, you know,
the and that guy mentioned that I was messaging with, he did a podcast solo of their podcast. Normally they have four people on at least.
Okay.
And he did one all by himself, and he actually at first it was super awkward, and then as he got going he figured it out. Tell me if this is how you do it.
How you
do a show on your own. Just like when I was on vacation or something at the radio station. At some point, you just start having the conversation with yourself as if you are talking to someone else.
Yeah, you kind of have to do that. Yeah.
And he, after a while, I could hear him figure that out. And he did that. He's like, that's exactly what I did. I finally figured out. I just talk like I'm actually talking to a person.
Right. Well, and I did say in my first episode, there's a, because I tried to use like sound effects as signaling, like, okay, we're done with TV.
I love that you took the rattler thing home.
Of course I did. No, that was mine to begin with. I got it on New Year's and then brought it into the station.
Oh, that's right.
But anyway, because to me that signified like, okay, we're done talking about TV. Now we're going to talk about this. You know, it like gave you a distinct whatever. And I'm just
a nerd.
Why
didn't you bring it tonight?
Because you're lucky I even remembered this stuff. Because, Andy made me bring my own equipment this time.
No, I wanted to see your cool mic.
Okay.
He did
recommend this mic, by the way.
I didn't recommend that one specifically. It was just more of the type.
Yeah. Well, this is the, like, link you sent me, and I, like, literally this is the one I think you sent
me. Oh, was it? I was just saying, like, something like this.
Right. And then I kept it in my Amazon sort of, like, cart or wish list or whatever, and then it went on sale for like $25 cheaper. So I was like, okay, I'll buy it now. And I did Prime free for a month, and I was like, oh, my free shipping's almost out. But it was just good timing that it went on sale and I still had free shipping.
So since you don't listen to every one of my podcasts, I get to tell you my Dutch joke.
Okay.
How do you confuse a Hollander?
Confuse a Hollander?
A Dutch person.
Yeah, I don't know.
You tell them you're going to mow their lawn for free. But you're going to do it on Sunday.
Oh, no, don't do that. And I get that because I worked in Sioux Center for a while.
I know you would get that. I knew. And you still have a phone number that starts with 712.
I do. But the part of 712 I lived in, you could mow your lawn on a Sunday.
Yeah, it wasn't
no
a big
cared.
Deal down there. No.
You could even buy liquor on a Sunday.
I know. Once upon a time in Brookings, you could not. Like when I went to college in Brookings, you could not buy booze there at all on a Sunday. Like nothing. Like sports bars, like you couldn't go watch the game at a sports bar on a Sunday.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
It was, yeah.
You could just have your Diet Coke and enjoy the game. I thought I was saying something about something.
Podcast?
Something about the sound
talking
effects.
By yourself?
Or something. Oh, that's
your microphone?
What it was. So, yeah.
Sound effects.
Recording that, there was a moment, and I left it in the podcast, where I did make a funny noise. Like, I was sitting there by myself, making this weird noise with the noisemaker, and I'm like, if someone was watching this right now, they'd be like, is she okay? Like,
no.
Like, I look crazy right now, but there really is.
You would look just like you do when you're taking a selfie or doing a video of yourself.
It's
the
same
thing.
Where I had a moment where I was like, I'm kind of just talking to myself, making weird noises, but in my head, I'm talking
Perfectly
to all my
logical.
Friends. You know what I mean?
This is a much fancier box than the last time you were
it
here.
It is.
It wasn't even that expensive.
It looks like you're going to mix some sweet beats.
You want a beat? There you go.
Fancy.
I was trying to program a couple of these buttons.
Can I guess what you might have been trying to put on these buttons?
What?
The flamingo thing.
Flamingos are mean.
They bite. Was that one of them?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, okay. Because that was like your favorite for a while.
No, it was actually tornadoes.
Oh, yep. That's a good one.
Because I just happened to find it on my old old flash drive.
We're recording this on Friday night where there are tornadoes.
Yeah.
It's because of all these roundabouts. But if you listened to our show previously, you would get that. If you don't, sorry. See, local jokes get local gigs. Only half.
That wasn't from there, though. That wasn't from here. That was some guy down south somewhere.
No, but it's funny to us because made it a thing.
On account of you want to know why? Oh, that guy. What else is new? Besides your nails, they look fantastic.
I did. I just came from a nail appointment.
Minty
my toes
green
are green.
Toes.
And then I did, I'm extra, where I did on my hands kind of the color scheme of my podcast logo. Like purples and pinks.
Sure.
And even the girl, I went to a new girl today, and she doesn't charge extra for like little stuff. Because like on my toes, she put little flowers. And then when I told her, I kind of want to do this color scheme, and I was telling her about my podcast, she was like, oh, we could put your logo on your thumb or something if you want. And I was like, I don't need to do that. But, but the color scheme is enough. I was tempted, though, because she doesn't really charge extra for that. So I was like, oh, I could do it.
A podcast I listened to, he doesn't podcast anymore, but he got a crown with his logo on it on the side. But it was way in the back.
Oh, so, on his teeth. I thought you meant like a...
No,
like
a crown on his teeth.
Like a king.
No, like, not that. You just watched the coronation. That's why...
I actually didn't watch any of it. I wasn't getting up at 4. No.
Oh, my gosh. I'm shocked.
I don't really like Charles.
I don't like any of it.
I know you
don't.
It's
all
dumb. I knew that I would see some of the fashion and stuff other places. You know, like I didn't need to get up at 4 a.m. to watch it.
I'm having to... your microphone is... Well, and you are too. Just louder. But no. If this was my mic, I wouldn't have to turn you down that far. Like if you were using the mic you used before.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. So the podcast is up, and where do people get it?
Well, you can go to my website that I actually paid for a domain. So I actually put money into this, people, so listen to it. Talkin', no G, with Tasha.com. And I'm also on Spotify, Apple, Stitcher, Pandora. I think that's it.
I'm not on Stitcher because I started reading the terms of use, and it scared me. It made it sound like they were going to own everything I did. I know. I probably agreed to the same thing on Apple and Spotify, right. But it didn't.
Well, and then someone today said, I can't find it on Amazon. I'm like, that's like the one I didn't do. So, are you on Amazon? Is it as easy to be on Amazon as?
Probably. I didn't think to. I see, most of them.
I mostly just use Apple podcasts.
Most of them use
podcasts, so
Apple is far and away the most listened to channel.
Right. And then I say Spotify is probably second. I didn't even know what Stitcher was until I started listening to podcasts and they would say we're on Stitcher as well.
Yeah.
I didn't even know what it was until I don't know.
No, I should submit on Stitcher too. But it used to be anybody else that offered podcasts, they just used Apple's library.
Oh, okay.
So if it was on Apple,
it was on theirs. Yeah.
And that isn't the case anymore. And like the stats that I have, do not, like Spotify does not kick back to PodTrack.
Okay.
So I have to go look at Spotify separately.
I kind of look at all of them separately. I guess I don't have them all going into one stat thing.
After, like, it wasn't until I started this in September. It wasn't until like December when I did that. So I don't have anything prior to that, but.
Well, yeah. But even on Apple, Spotify, blah, blah, blah,
they'll individually have stats.
And then even I use WordPress has some stats too. Yeah. So.
But the stats that like Apple has are different terms and things than the ones Spotify has, and you have no idea what's going on. And and I'm just like, how do I make money on this? Is what I want to know. Like, where's my internet money? Like, I've got somewhere close to 1,000 people a month listening to this damn thing.
Then you can charge about $30 for 30 seconds.
And
that's what I read in research.
Oh, I've seen different things.
It varies, yeah, depending where you look.
I've seen $25 per 1,000.
Around there, yeah.
Listeners. Or I've also seen 2 cents per download.
Oh. I have a friend from college, though, that's been podcasting a lot longer, and his is mostly, like, sports-focused stuff.
Yeah.
And he was even telling me, like, I said that to him. I said, I read somewhere that it's, you know, per 1,000 listeners charge about this much. He goes, here's the deal. I don't really agree with that, because especially for someone like you that does have a little bit of a following where you live, you promoting something could probably still get people in Sioux Falls to do something, you know?
Yeah, once you got it established here.
Yeah, and so he's like, especially if it's something right in your demo, even if you don't have 1,000 listeners yet, right, it might still bring people to a thing that's in your
town.
It
just depends on what value you can create.
Depends what it is. So, I don't know.
But I can't sell water to a guy who's on fire, so...
Well, and you know...
We need to find a salesperson to...
Right. Well, and you know, we used to always give Mitchell crap because he would do all these things and not get paid for it.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's me now.
I'll give him 20 bucks if he'll finally do a podcast episode with us.
Because even on my podcast, and if you follow me on my socials, I helped host a bingo fundraiser for Sioux Falls Casa about a month ago, and I'm about to do another one next week. But I got a free beer and a gift card. Like,
hey,
but I'll take it.
It works. It's what did you get? A gift card and a beer? What did you say?
I got two beers.
Two beers and a gift card. See? Yeah. But you're basically just rolling in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I also just think those things are fun. Like, it was fun. It was a good time. Like, I don't know. And it was a cause. The last one I did was Sioux Falls Casa, and this one for May is for Empire Mental Health Source, I believe is the name of it, because May's Mental Health Awareness Month, and that's also something that I, you know, care about. So come have a beer and donate money and play bingo.
Mm-hmm. I've been given the opportunity to pay for whiskey through my podcast, I guess. That's a thing I've earned, I guess.
What do you mean? Pay for whiskey? Oh,
like the guy up at King's Liquor.
He gave you that?
No, I bought it, but he gave me the opportunity to buy Eagle Rare before, which is an empty bottle I have up on my shelf. And I got this at King's Liquor as well, my 175 of Buffalo Trace. Hell yeah. I like it very much. David is the guy that runs that, and he's like, hey, I got your back. Whenever we got something, let me know. So
he just gives you a heads up before it, like, sells out or whatever?
Right. Oh, okay. Like, so he might hang on to a bottle for me so I can buy it. You know, I'm not getting it for free, but...
But at least you can get it, yeah.
But, hey, Dave, you know, hey, a sponsorship on this podcast is not out of the question. It would be fairly cheap, I'm telling you. And we always end up talking about whiskey because
all of a sudden you're a whiskey guy.
All of a sudden I'm a whiskey guy.
I used to talk about how for a while I wasn't a beer person. I did a lot of cocktails, and you gave me a hard time. And now, who are you?
I don't do cocktails.
Who even are you? But liquor in general. Like,
yeah.
You weren't a liquor guy.
I was not a liquor guy. I was a beer guy. And, yeah. But, I mean, cocktails, the foofy ones are the ones I don't
always do foofy ones. I used to do a lot of, like, Jack and Diet or, like, what that kind of thing.
Yeah, you're not allowed to mix
or
my
Jameson
whiskey.
Jameson ginger, those are good.
This is a waste of whiskey if you mix it with Coca-Cola or something. No, I'm going to turn the buffalo away from you. You can't see the buffalo anymore.
He even has cute little glasses.
They're not cute little glasses. My brother would scold you and call it, it's a Glencairn.
It's a cute little glass.
It's a cute little glass. Because you can do a perfect measurement of how much you're getting. And... My brother's, since you don't listen to my podcast, this will be news to you. My brother's new wife.
I did see that they basically, like, eloped or something? Like,
in her living room, I think it was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no one was invited.
I mean, I see your posts about your podcast. I just don't always listen to them.
I'm sure I'll get there someday, too.
So I did see that you had a sister-in-law now.
Yeah. That was the second time I met her.
Well, it's probably for the best. You might have scared her away.
No, I don't think she's going to be easily scared.
Well, she did marry Joe, so she's not too scared. I've only met Joe like three times. So, like, what do I know? But
so what else is new? You did a podcast. You did bingo.
Mm-hmm.
You got your nails done.
I did. I did the Kentucky Derby thing last week. That was fun.
When I listened to you talk about that, the fact that you didn't talk about the Derby at all, and it was the story about your dress, that was
I did mention that Mage won.
Yeah, I mean, you glossed over the minor detail of that, but like that, you talked about only the stuff I gave a shit about at all. I didn't give a shit about the race. Like, who watches the horse race? I mean, it's like 60 seconds.
It's 2 minutes.
Whatever.
It's the fastest 2 minutes in sports.
I don't even watch sports anymore.
Although I will say the little bit of a animal activist that's inside of me, the fact that like 7 horses died the week of the Kentucky Derby, I'm like, what are you doing to these horses? Maybe we shouldn't support this. I don't know. But I don't really know much about it. I just wanted a reason to dress up.
There's a glue factory that's happy though, so.
But really, like, was
you know, a lot of dogs
water?
Are going to eat because of that.
How
you know,
did 7 horses die in a week. Like, what?
COVID? I don't know.
I'm sad for the horses. Okay.
Well, I mean,
even when I used to watch like Western,
all horses die.
But you know, or like war movies when they'd use horses when the horses would get shot or fall. I was like, oh, horse! Oh. Like, I cared way more about the horse than the people.
Band of Brothers for a second episode.
Lots of horses.
Horses, right? Some German horses by the farm because the Germans were still using horses. Your people were still using horses in World War II.
Well, you know.
Yeah. But no, there's a... No, they have to... A horse gets wounded in a battle and then they have to put it down.
Poor
thing. Very sad.
Poor horse.
So the Kentucky Derby. I don't really watch sports anymore.
Well, and then can I just say, so I wore bad shoes, right, and got a blister. Do you want to see the cool blister on my foot?
Yeah.
It's kind of gross. Do you see that?
No.
Right. Which here. Part? You don't see that?
Oh, ow. That, yeah.
Yeah.
I was looking on, like, your arch.
No. It was here because I wore, like, heels. I have a blister on that one, too, but it's just not as gross.
That one looks like you're building a bunion, though.
No, it's just, it'll eventually, that skin will come off when it dries out. Like, it was a big bubble.
Oh, it's like a...
Like the bubble deflated.
It's like a... Is it like a callus?
No. Right here?
Yeah. It just looked very pointy, like you had a bunion going on.
No. It's just...
Because I've had one. That's why I know. That's why I thought it looked like one.
No, just icky blisters.
I don't think I was even 40 yet when I got that. No, I think I was 40. I think I was 41 when I had my bunion. I had a...
Is that when this part, like the...
It was really inflamed. Like, the joint was super inflamed. Like, the whole big toe joint was really inflamed. And then it was exceptionally bowed out. I don't know if it was actually a bunion like little ladies get. But, I mean, it certainly
hurt.
Had the look of one. But it wasn't like I needed to have my foot broken and then reset to fix it. It was just the joint was really inflamed. They gave me a cortisone shot and it was all good.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. I'm getting old.
I just yawned.
I wear
I was like,
bifocals. Was I wearing bifocals when we were still working together? I think I was.
You started.
I just started. Yeah, your time's coming.
My vision's not that bad.
You're
really.
Not 40 yet. But you're almost 40. You're not 40 yet.
I was going to burp.
Go ahead.
I mean.
It's fine.
But I didn't think I should do it right into the microphone. Oh.
There, I did it for you.
I remember Blaze Keller burped on the air a couple times.
On TV or on our show?
On our show.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No,
I
do
recall
that.
He's maybe done it on TV, too. I don't know.
He should. I don't know why not. I started talking about something else, and then you wanted to say something else about
something
else.
Well, you asked what was new, and I said, well, I went to the Derby.
Yeah.
Just in case someone's listening to this before I put my next podcast out, I mean, I'll say it on mine, too, but I have gotten a lot of really nice messages. I'm thinking a lot. Like... I was really nervous putting it out. I almost shouldn't have teased it because it put more pressure on it. Because then people were like, oh, I'm so excited. Oh, yay. Like, you know, I just got a lot of comments like, can't wait. And then I was like, crap, what if it's terrible and everyone hates it?
But here's the thing. No matter what you put out, how good it is, there are people who are going to like it and people who are going to hate it.
Yep.
It doesn't matter.
What was I just watching the other day where, what was it? Maybe it was on a talk show or something. But somebody said they heard it from their parents, but I'm sure their parents heard it from somewhere. But it's like, no matter what you do, some people will like you. No matter what you do, some people will hate you. And no matter what you do, it doesn't matter. Like, they're just kind of like, so just be yourself. Because no matter what, you're not going to please everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember who it was. It was Alanis Morissette. She was the mentor on American Idol.
Oh.
And she said something like that.
That was another thing. When you said that in your podcast... It's like American Idol still on TV. I literally do not watch TV anymore, and I don't say that like I don't watch TV. I just don't watch TV anymore. Well, no, because I'm too busy watching reruns of NCIS on Netflix, so I can't be bothered with new television shows.
I will say though, I should have brought this up on my pod. Well, I don't remember why I didn't say this, but on the last episode of American Idol, Lionel and Katie were at the coronation concert thing. So the guest judges were Ed Sheeran and Alanis Morissette. So, and then Alanis was also the mentor. So they would sing an Alanis song and then they did duets of Ed songs. So, whatever. But Alanis, okay, if you've ever seen her live, she's kind of like awkward and weird when she sings. Like,
she's a spaz. Yeah.
But like, we love her for it. Well, she did the same thing. So she's meeting with these kids and they're singing her songs in front of her. Like, oh, I thought about starting it this way. She's walking around them, like doing the same kind of stuff she does when she sings. And I'm like, I would not be able to focus at all.
No.
I'm singing an Alanis song to Alanis and she's doing the Alanis, like walking around me. I mean, I really liked her as a judge, though. She has a very interesting vocabulary, like the way she would describe things. I was like, oh, and she just has a different ear than, and especially since they were her songs, she would have a valid opinion.
And she's
about
Canadian, so there's that.
But I thought she was actually a pretty insightful judge, because sometimes the judges on those shows are just kind of like, it was good. Good job,
The, so that's still a show. What else is still? Is Big Brother a thing? Is that started yet?
It's usually more of a summer thing. I don't think so.
Well, it feels like summer. I'm sweaty.
That I never really, I've never really gotten into Big Brother.
And that's not even as,
it's too much of a time commitment. It's only three times a week.
Yeah. And it's,
and that's, I watch a lot of TV and even I think that's too much of a time.
And it's in the gutter, but it's not as deep in the gutter as some of the reality stuff you watch, is it?
I'm not ashamed. I don't believe in guilty pleasures. If you like something, just like it.
Well, there's some things I would feel guilty about liking.
But I would say, like, my top reality shows, I really do like Below Deck, any variation of it. So many, so good.
If I liked Desperate Housewives, what's the
Real Housewives? I've never really gotten into that.
If I liked it, I would hide that from the world. I would not tell people I like that show.
But I really do like Jersey Shore, but it's almost better now that they're older. It's more relatable now, I feel like, actually. Besides the fact that they're all living in mansions,
almost,
and I'm
wonder
not,
if they were just being weirdos on purpose just to be weirdos, or if it was genuine back then.
It was probably a little of both.
Now it's probably more legit.
Well, and I think it's funny now that it's so many years later, they make fun of themselves a little bit too.
Yeah.
Like a lot of the sayings that they were known for, they'll like throw in each other's faces, they just give each other crap about crap they've done before.
Yeah.
Like Mike, how he went to jail for taxes. Like they all the time give him crap about, just...
So a couple of local things that local, whatever. Yeah. What was it you said? What's the
local
thing?
Local jokes get local gigs.
Yeah. Well, I'm about to do a couple local things.
That's fine. You can't totally not. Does that make sense? You can't
totally not. My niece last week.
Negative.
My niece is dating an Alabamian. Alabamian? Alabaman? How would you say that?
I think the second way. Alabama.
No, she doesn't listen to this anyway. I don't give a shit. Her boyfriend is from the town she lives in, Tuscaloosa. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he goes, well, can't never could. Can't never could.
I don't even know what that means.
I think can't is a noun.
Can't never could.
So it's like when if somebody says, well, I'm never going to be able to do this, and someone says, well, not with that attitude.
Oh, like can't never
can't
could.
Never
okay,
could.
I get it.
I think is what it meant.
Yeah, okay.
But it was such a southern sounding colloquialism.
Yes. Okay, I actually do like that saying now that I understand it.
And I put days of thought into that. I couldn't tell you how much I thought about that. What could that possibly mean? And it finally dawned on me, can't is the noun.
Yeah, like if you say can't, then yeah, you won't because you gotta have like a better attitude. Kind of. Yeah. Okay, I actually kind of like that.
Can't never could.
I like that.
She didn't say what the context was of it, but it
I'm still, like, I was literally like, that's too many negative things together.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If you start doing the negatives of a sentence like that as a math problem, I was listening to, what was it? I can't remember what it was. Some legal courty sounding show podcast. And they were talking about how the language, like too many negatives in legal documents, it's still, even though it's not proper English or whatever, it's basically treated like a math problem. Two negatives make it a positive. If you say you cannot do this, whatever. If you say no to that twice in a sentence, it basically nullifies.
Ugh. And that's why legalese is the worst.
Yeah. But no, the local things I was going to mention, one of which was I was listening to the Dakota Scout podcast, and they mentioned, or did I read about it? I can't remember if they mentioned it on their podcast or if I read it in their paper. The last month was the 10-year anniversary of the Icepocalypse.
It was.
Yeah.
10 years. Because I started I started on the morning show like the week of that.
It was a week after it.
Because before I was on the morning show, I did front desk and traffic. And for those of you that don't know, traffic and radio is scheduling commercials. And obviously we missed a lot of commercials because we were off air a lot. So I'm trying to train a new person, but literally during a time where it's like, you might never have to do this again, but this is how crazy it is.
Were you training Beth at the time?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, but I was working basically, I think I might have actually gotten a little bit of overtime then because I was coming in to do the morning show and then I was still staying till like 3 or 4 to train. Usually once we merged the logs, I could go. But that was a crazy couple weeks.
And then a year ago yesterday was the derecho.
Yes. I saw that on somebody's Twitter today. That was crazy. Like the sky was like sandy and brown and weird and like it was
standing out in the driveway and I called into the station and was talking to boss two, I guess, and he's like, yeah, you better get somebody down here. I said, I'm not going anywhere.
This looks crazy.
I'm not gonna be there. My kids are home alone. My wife's not here. I'm not leaving. And he was like, oh, okay. And I'm not coming in either. Like, I said this as I'm looking up because it just came, because the trees in my neighborhood are really tall.
Yeah.
And it was just coming up over the trees. And as he said that, I look up and I'm like, I'm not going. That's not going to happen.
Yeah. I always thought, I get the point of someone being there during weather to say, like, or just having live people in the studio in general to say, hey,
what do you need that for?
There's an accident on 12th, try to avoid it. And then obviously during a storm, there's more crap to let people
every morning
know.
Driving school bus, I listen to that gal on Kello FM, and she does a great job voice tracking. Really good job pre-recording her show every morning.
But at the same time, as someone that was supposed to do that, I was like, so I'm supposed to risk my life during a tornado to tell people not to go outside. Yes. I'm supposed to go outside.
I remember Johnny V one time asked me, because the studio faced west, so if there was a tornado coming, typically it would come from the west, and so what do I do? He asked it like I was going to have a policy in place of what to do if a tornado was coming towards the building. I'm like, dude.
Go downstairs?
I can't tell you what to do in that situation. But if you stay on the air, you're a fucking idiot. And go to the basement and hide under the stairwell. Like, that's what you should do.
And I will say it's one thing.
I'm not going to say, like, hide under the counter and keep broadcasting like the hero you are. Like, are you kidding me? Jesus.
And it's one
thing. $26,000 a year? No.
And it's one thing if you're already on air and then weather comes through, obviously you're going to. But, like, to actually, like how they wanted you to come in and you're like, I'm home. Like, I'm safe here. Why would I, like, they're telling people to stay home and I'm like, supposed to go.
Well, I mean, most of the time that would happen and it's not here.
Right.
You know, it would be for
a little bit of a heads up or whatever.
But this, as the saying goes, it escalated quickly.
It did escalate.
And it was a shit show that day. I had friends, and a couple people died in that, you know.
Well, and I was just always I always thought this too. I was like, I am not the person you want on air during bad weather, because I will not be keeping people calm. I will be freaking out too. So like, I don't know if that's,
yeah,
who, I don't know if I'm who you want being like, everyone stay calm.
There was a couple of times before, I mean, it's sort of obsolete now. Like, there's really no point. I mean, the EAS is going to go off and it's going to preempt anything
we do
happening.
Anyway. Yeah.
The apps, for the most part, like actual weather apps, honestly, the Dakota News Now weather app, I like better than the Weather Channel.
Oh,
and it's certainly more reliable than the freaking EAS on an iPhone.
Yeah,
for sure. Because like, sometimes the tornado is in, say, Yankton County, and I'm going to get an alert for it.
Right.
And then when the tornado is actually for the spot of Minnehaha County that I live in, and that's nothing. Where the warning's for, I get nothing from you.
Yeah, it does seem weirdly hit or miss for whatever reason, but...
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. It was just... Luckily, like, knock on... I don't know. I'm not in radio
anymore. You just knocked on your head.
But I never... I think I only had to do a weather thing maybe once, and that's when I lived in Sioux Center. Because there for a while, we rotated weekends where you were supposed to be, like, on-call weather. And every weekend, I was like, please help me, please help me. Plus, then I was like, am I really, like, not supposed to go to trivia and have a Long Island because there might be weather?
Did I ever say to not do that?
No, but, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't
if
know.
You get called in when you weren't supposed to be there and you happen to have had a couple of Long Islands, I think you're okay. I mean, you wouldn't be the first person to be drunk on the air in that building, let me just say. I'm pretty sure that's happened a time or two.
Yeah.
But I've never, like, the first drunk broadcasting I ever did was this podcast. I take that back. I think I did get, when I worked out in Rapid, it was something from a concert or something live.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that.
Maybe I shouldn't admit this because obviously if I was at a remote, I shouldn't have been drinking because I was driving the station car.
You got lit and drove the...
I didn't get lit, but it was a remote and part of the, I forget exactly what it was for, but they were doing like new beers that season from one of the big distributors around here. And so they were doing like taste tests and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh no, I can't. And they're like, oh no, just try this one. But it was just like a couple like taster beers. It wasn't like a whole, but I felt so like, oh, don't tell anybody.
I'm pretty sure I may have had like,
and we drank at, like, Bitterball and stuff. Like, we would...
Afterwards. Or no, yeah, we drank during it, but I never drove the station vehicle down there, I don't think.
No,
I would drive my own vehicle home drunk. That's what I would do.
Well, and I remember the...
As Sam Kinison once said, well, how else are you supposed to get your fucking car home?
I do...
Don't drink and drive, kids.
No, don't. You really shouldn't. But...
Now we have Uber.
Right. Like, now that we have all these things, it is a lot easier. But, what was I going to say? Oh, the company. Well, who owned us first when I worked there?
Oh, when you worked there, it would have been Cumulus.
Yes. When they owned us, there was.
Southwestern Minnesota Broadcasting owned us for like a month and a half when I started in 2004.
When Cumulus owned us, I remember there was something in the handbook that was like, you couldn't even be out in call letters. Like, if I were.
You
just...
couldn't have a beer after an event was over.
Yeah. Like, you would have to take.
You had to leave and change.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But then. Town Square wasn't quite that strict. Like,
no, not until they went public. Like, you want to show me a cool company that goes to shit? Show me one that was privately held and then went public.
Yeah.
And that's usually, and the experience being an employee there usually goes into the sewer.
Yeah.
Somewhere shortly thereafter. Because when they first bought us, it was pretty cool.
Yeah,
it was very laid back.
Uh-huh. They kept saying, like, radio is still one of our main focuses.
Well, they were still saying that at the end. They were just lying
right,
by the end.
No, it actually felt like it was kind of
it
true
actually was. Yeah. Digital. 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 And now we're doing digital radio programs.
And thank you for teaching me how to use WordPress.
Yeah, that's what my podcast is published on, is also WordPress.
I thought there was something else I was going to say about... Oh, because even... I was not somebody that, like, I would only wear station stuff if I had a remote. But, you know, some of the
people
we worked with.
Yeah, I never
did. But, you know, some of the people we worked with would just wear, like, their hoodie on a random Tuesday or whatever.
Yeah.
So, like, on that random Tuesday, they couldn't go have a beer with dinner. Or, you know what I mean? Like, they would, or just don't get caught doing it or whatever.
I just didn't want to get hassled.
Same. I didn't understand the people that would, like, just wear the stuff randomly because
as long as you didn't talk or laugh, no one would know who you were.
Right. But even when I had a remote, sometimes I would wear something over my shirt till I got to the remote.
Yes.
Or
I did the same thing.
Cause I didn't always want to be, I don't know.
Occasionally for remotes, I would, cause I didn't want to wear the station shirt all day. Because I would run errands at some point in the middle of the day or whatever, and I didn't want to wear it all day, so I would just wear whatever clothes. And then I had my little
Your shirts like at work.
I left some of my shirts at work.
Yeah,
and then I would just change in my office.
I will say a couple of the like hoodies I had were actually like nice hoodies, so I haven't worn them really.
I know,
but at the same time, they're really nice.
I know. I've got a couple of Nike fleece pullovers that are awesome, and I normally don't like quarter zip stuff, but these are great.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to figure out, I even Googled one day how to remove embroidery.
Get a seam ripper, but it takes a long time.
Oh, so you can do it.
I've tried, yeah.
Okay.
And you got to make sure, the thing I tried it on, the base material was kind of thin. So you got to be really careful. Otherwise, you'll put a
shred
hole
the
in the shirt.
Yeah.
But if it's a sturdier, like whatever the shirt is,
my pullover would be.
Yeah. Because I did the same thing with something else. I was like, I really like this, but I don't want that logo on it.
I know.
But yeah, and so I bought
it. Is it like a tattoo?
Ripper.
Could you just embroider over it?
Mate, put another patch or something over it? Yeah.
I'll put Sioux Falls Shooting patch right over it. There you go.
When I was Peach, the
Rockford Peach?
Rockford Peach. Because you remember my whole patch saga? I ended up ordering like
three batches of
patches because they were like delayed and I liked this one but not that one and blah blah blah.
You didn't check to see if they were actually coming from China or not?
Yeah, well, and
or Europe or whatever.
I bought two to start because the one set I liked the one for my arm better, and in the other set the one for the hat was better. You know what I mean? Like they didn't come together, but because the hat that came with the costume had a patch on it. But I didn't like that one, so I put
It wasn't authentic to the movie, right?
So I put another patch over that patch, so you can do that. And that was on a hat. But that
did
I
you
used,
sew it on?
I used fabric glue for that one.
Oh, okay.
But the ones on the sleeves, I had someone sew it on, because I don't have a sewing machine.
A sewing machine, but I did learn how to sew.
I could have...
Like, stitch stuff to... Like, I could hand stitch a patch on?
Yeah.
Or... I
could have tried, but it probably wouldn't look very good.
At first, well, it didn't either the first time I mended a garment, just the seam ripped out, and I don't have a sewing machine. I just need, and it was for my hunting pants. And they're kind of, they're durable, but the seam just ripped out. And I at first I'm like, oh, this piece of shit from Shields. Actually, it's probably because of the barbed wire I was going over. They probably undid it. Because I know... I undid my stitching with barbed wire because I found some of the green thread I bought because I wanted to be able to see it. It's like literally in the crotch. I didn't care what color, I didn't care if it matched, you know? So I got this green thread so I would be able to see it against the white fabric on the inside. And I found green thread on the barbed wire after I got hung up.
That's funny.
Yeah.
And you were trying to blame it on the manufacturer.
Well, how long did you work with me? I always blame somebody else first for my mistake.
Obviously.
I mean, how many times did I blame Johnny for something that was completely my fault?
That was my favorite. In the morning sometimes, because Johnny, you know, was like probably the last one in the studio the night before.
Yeah.
And Andy would be like, oh, Johnny didn't do a thing. This thing's playing wrong. And then you're like, oh, wait, I didn't do a thing.
I didn't do it. Yeah.
That happened quite a bit,
number of
actually.
Times. Yes,
or even just stuff like "Who left this in here?" Then you're like, "Oh, that's mine."
Oh,
like,
shit. I'm a jumper to conclusions. It's a jump to conclusions, Matt. Speaking of movies, Office Space. That's one I haven't seen in a hot minute. Have you gone to a movie since Die Hard?
Yeah. What did I go see?
I haven't.
Oh, I went to during Oscar season, I went to a lot.
Oh.
I saw The Whale, Everything Everywhere All at Once. Women Talking.
The Whale, was that starring? Oh, wait, he's dead. Never mind.
Brendan Fraser was in that one.
Oh, yeah. Didn't he put on a bunch of weight for that?
It
or
was
is it
prosthetics,
fake?
Which oh. was a big... Some people didn't like that because it's like there's plenty of like heavier actors that could have done it. But here's my deal. I see what they're saying, but at the same time, I don't think it's even healthy when like we ask an actor or, you know, an actor loses a bunch of weight for like, I don't
Matthew
think,
McConaughey said he really fucked himself up yeah, like, doing that for Dallas Buyers Club.
I think like both ways isn't healthy, you know, like
no Tom or Tom.
So I'm kind of okay with using some prosthetics and stuff because it's just you can't ask a guy to get to 300, 400 pounds for a role.
No.
You know what I mean? Like that's like not.
And
for anybody, that's just not good.
And I mean, is there an actor that weighs 300 or 400 pounds that has Brendan Fraser's chops, acting chops? Like, right. I don't know.
I mean, I can kind of
see. That was a joke. By
no,
the way.
But I can kind of see both sides of it, though. Like, I get it more with, like, obviously, if it's someone that's supposed to be Asian, get an Asian actress. Don't get someone that.
Hey, hey. That's not cool anymore, Tosh. We don't have to have, even if it's a historically white person, we can have anybody do it. Didn't you know that now?
Well, that was just Hamilton, but that was the whole
no,
point.
No, it wasn't Hamilton. There was something
casting.
Else. There was something else that was, there was a historical figure that was, it wasn't Hamilton either. That was such a unique take on
history in general,
on a historical thing like that. I can't think of what it was because I don't read anything anymore. So I just see glimpses. I see memes on Instagram. And so I'm like, oh, they were changing historical people for that.
I guess I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what I'm talking about, honestly.
I'm glad that's recorded somewhere that he admitted he doesn't know anything.
I don't know. I didn't say I don't know anything.
That's what I heard. I don't know.
I know a very little bit about a lot of shit, let me tell you.
Okay.
Like, I know how to drive a school bus now.
I heard that. How is it?
It's
kids the terror.
Honestly,
kids
it's
the worst.
Everybody says that. And I was talking to a guy today. Like, I had a charter, which means I'm driving kids somewhere that's not, it's a school function, but
yeah.
It's not a school thing. It was actually the Thunder Road. And. So a retired guy that was driving the other bus of kids, we were just talking and he's like, so what do you do? You know, I'm relatively new and chatting and he, there's not a chance in hell he'll listen to this either. I said, yeah, no, I really enjoy it. And he goes, oh, you must have good kids then.
Well, I rode the bus till I was 16 because I lived out in the boonies and that's how we got to work. And I was one of the first ones on, last ones off kind of thing. So, yeah. But
you would identify with the first two girls I have to pick up every day because they have to ride the bus for almost an hour and a half.
Oh, mine wasn't quite that long.
And they fall asleep. They're kind of awake looking around for about the first 15 minutes and then they're like asleep on each other for the rest of the ride.
My bus ride was probably more like 40, 45 minutes or something.
Yeah, it's pretty long. It's a unique route.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say what it's for, so I'm not going to, but I have to drive all over the city to get mm-hmm. kids from all over the place. And it's just the nature of, because they're all going to one school, and I have to
go all over
Hell's Half Acre to go get them all, and it takes time. And I'm not even actually going all over the city. I'm going pretty much all over one half of the city. So.
Okay, that's still a nice chunk, though. Yeah.
Oh,
Do you still have to get up early for that? Or are you back to like 4:30?
Dude, I basically have the same hours I had when I worked in radio. At least I did this week because there was a new kid added, so I had to. Okay, 6 minutes earlier, leaving. Like I'm scheduled to leave at a certain time. 6 minutes when it goes from 6:19 to 6:13.
Oh yeah.
Man, I really got to change my routine in the morning.
Yeah, yeah.
Like because I was running behind.
Yeah.
I was super early Monday, but Tuesday I was running behind.
Mm-hmm.
And
Don't make those kids late for school.
Yeah. Or no, it was Monday. It was actually Monday because I recorded my podcast with Sid that day. And I was up too late drinking whiskey and podcasting. And yeah, I was a little late and I was just like, oh shit, I gotta go. But no, I mean, because when I first started, I was like the standby guy.
Yeah.
I just wait until someone doesn't show up or somebody calls in sick or
yeah,
something breaks down or whatever the reason is. And there were a couple of times where I drove with some really naughty kids. It's just how I'll say that publicly.
Yeah, yeah.
And
I have a friend that subs, and I know a couple of teachers, and some of the stuff they say about like second graders, I'm like, oh, what?
It's unbelievable. I'm
like, that, what?
I've heard second graders say, fuck you! Like, it's not even, I'm not even exaggerating.
Yeah.
And the... But the thing is,
I was like afraid to cuss in second grade.
I know that's the difference, because
I was afraid of everything in second grade.
Well, you're still afraid of everything,
pretty much.
But it didn't stress me out. Like, it was annoying.
Oh yeah,
but the thing I love the most about it is I go do it and it stays there.
Right.
It doesn't follow me home.
Yeah.
There's nothing I have to worry about. Except getting up and going the next day.
Yeah.
And I really kind of like it.
Mm-hmm.
And
I actually...
It's a super flexible job. And
I know it sounds weird, but I actually miss that schedule a little bit. Like, when it gets to be like 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm like, you mean I have to stay here a couple more hours? That's stupid. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
I could get so much done. I have errands to run.
Especially like 3 of the 5 days this week, I did a charter that was... basically like around 9 to noon. And so my schedule was pretty close to what it had been at the radio station all week. And it did dawn on me this week. I'm getting up like, I'm not quite getting up as early. My alarm goes off at 5 now instead of 4:30.
Yeah, but still.
Actually, my alarm went off at 4:20 for the first time when I was still doing radio. And any earlier than 5 kind of hurts now. Like, because mm-hmm. I was still getting up at like 6 every day before I started driving bus, but 5's enough. I don't need to get up any earlier than that.
Like, I'm definitely a snoozer, so I would set my alarm for like 4:15, but I didn't get up at 4:15.
Well, no. There are mornings where I still
hit snooze for like an hour and I don't get up nearly as early as I
intentionally
did
drink some water right before bed.
So you have to pee?
So that, well, it kind of acts as an alarm.
No, really.
And it helps me wake up in the morning.
Mm-hmm. I've seen a couple memes that are like, the true thing that gets us out of bed is our bladder. Like, the bladder wins over snooze. It wins over...
It always wins.
It wins over everything. And it's so true.
Yeah. I think I'm hitting that age too. I'm starting to, where all of a sudden, Mr. Prostate might be swelling. I don't know.
Can't hold it as long or whatever.
Boy, when I gotta go, it's like
now.
It's like, oh shit, I'm squirting a little bit. Oh my god, I need to get to the bathroom now. But part of it is I'm stuck on this bus.
Oh yeah.
Like one morning, I did a kettlebell workout before I left down here, and I got real sweaty,
mm-hmm.
and I drank a lot of water. That was a dumb fucking idea before I had to sit on a bus for 2 hours.
Yeah.
And couldn't get off. Like, I can't get off the bus.
Right.
When kids are on it. So I'm stuck on this bus.
What if you got explosive diarrhea? Like,
I'm going to shit my pants. That's what's going to happen. I can't leave that bus.
Have you had to drive in like the crazy winter weather and stuff? Like, is that scary in a bus?
They turned me loose right after that.
Oh, okay.
I did do some of my training in that. And even with the rain this morning, though, my back tires spun a little bit mm-hmm. when I was taking off because my stallion's got some power. And there's not a lot of kids in it either. Yeah. That's another thing, too. Like, when there's not many kids in the bus, it is the most god-awful ride.
Oh, you just can, like,
I was never in a bus that wasn't full. I never rode in a bus that wasn't full of football players or kids or field trip or whatever.
Well, I mean, I was for a little bit because I was like the first kid on. But
yeah. But I remember in training, we're going down the interstate and it feels like we're driving on the railroad ties around the rails. It's like, dun, 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 dun. I'm like, oh, this is a terrible ride. There's nobody on the bus.
That makes sense.
If there's like 10,000 pounds of kids, it rides a lot nicer.
Yeah.
And it sure does, you know, but.
I always thought it was weird as a bus kid when we would go on field trips and the town kids that
we were so excited.
They were like, oh, we get to ride the bus. I was like, you're crazy. Yeah. I'm like, oh, the bus again. Like,
yeah. Oh, here you are again.
Stupid bus. And then I got annoyed because kids these days are so, at least at the school I used to go to. So we always took the school bus on any field trip. Like, no matter how far it was the school bus. And then they started getting like nice charter buses for different things. And I'm like, because I worked at that after school program when I was in high school and then like in college.
Yeah.
And they would, I'd see the charter bus like drop kids off and I'm like, what was that for? They're like, oh, they had a field trip today. Is the yellow bus not good enough for these people?
Did your school district own the buses?
I don't think so.
Okay. Because I was about to say, I had to drive, I'm not allowed to drive anything with air brakes because I don't have that endorsement on my license.
Okay.
But they have a school bus that's not a school bus.
Okay.
I mean, it's a school bus model. There's like spots for the lights, but it doesn't. Yeah. And it's like painted blue and it has the coach seats in it and a luggage rack all along the top. And so it might have just been all they had because one day I had to take that because it was the only non-air brake bus left.
Okay.
And I had a charter to drive and. And then, oh, and here's a real dumb thing I did. I called in and said, my bus won't start. I had left the headlights on. But.
Can you?
There's like.
Someone needed to jump.
There's like three batteries in a school bus.
Okay.
And.
You killed all of them?
Well, that's what I thought. And the two mechanics get out there to jump my bus. And one of them, Emmett, he's a good dude. I love Emmett. And he gets in, I'm calling it. And the other guy's like, you calling it? He's like, I'm calling it. He gets in the bus before.
Just switches a knob.
Before the other guy, even hooks up the battery. And it starts right up. When I parked it, I left it in drive.
Oh. How did it not, like.
Well, everything lit up, but it went. And I made the assumption because I left the headlights on that it was dead.
But if the bus was in drive, why was it? How did it stay put?
Well, it was in gear, and you have to set the parking brake. There is no park.
Oh, okay.
On them, no, it's like it. There's, it's in neutral, and you set the parking brake. There's no park.
Oh, okay.
Actually, there's a couple that do have park, but not many. Most of them don't.
When you open the bus door, is it the thing where you press it down like this and
it's
go like
every imaginable mechanism you can imagine.
Oh, they're all different?
They're all different. The one I have is a three-position dial.
Oh, okay.
The one I'm doing.
The main bus that I remember.
Oh, the big handle.
Ka-chunk. Well, in the one, when I first started riding the bus, we had a female driver, and she actually worked full-time, I think, at the bank, because she would come in her little bank polo or whatever.
Banker's hours. Works good for school bus driving.
I guess so. But she was kind of an older lady, and we really liked her because on like the last day before Christmas and the last day of school, she would give us like a pop. And we were like, ooh, we get a pop. Like she was nice, you know. But hers was, and part of the reason she had to quit driving is because she got, her arthritis got too bad or whatever. But because hers was, she had to, like, the palm of her hand, she'd push down on like a knobby thing, and then she had, it would like unlock the handle, and then she would pull the handle. It was like a thing, but it was kind of big. Like, it was kind of big.
The one I used the most, I smashed my thumb in really bad one day because it's just this little, like, there's sort of a knob on top of the handle, and then there's just this spring-loaded plate with a hole in the middle that, like, grabs it.
Mm-hmm.
So it can't get pulled out without kind of thumbing that thing up. Well, for some dumb reason, when I went to close it, I had my thumb on top of that knob. And I close it, and the edge of the hole grabs my thumb. I'm like, ah! But no, there's some that have like a button where you push it up, and it opens the door.
Okay.
And then when you push it down, it closes the door.
So fancy.
But then there's identical bus. You push the button, and it'll go, boop. You have to hold it.
Oh.
And it goes open. So when I was doing standby and I had a different bus every day, I had to take 5 minutes and like learn how to run the bus.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
gosh, I do that even if I like borrow someone's car. Like, I'm like,
when I went to Alabama for that match a couple years ago,
yeah,
I'm sitting in a dark parking garage at the Atlanta airport trying to figure out how to start a fucking Volkswagen. I'm like, I know this is an electric push to start, but where's the button?
Yeah, and my car is like a 2013, so it's kind of fancy, but not really.
Does yours have the push to start?
No.
Oh.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, I have a couple friends that have newer cars, and I'm like, this is a spaceship.
Yeah. Oh.
I don't know what's going on.
No, I don't recognize the inside of cars when I get in other people's cars, because I forget, oh, yeah, they have touch screens now.
Yeah. I have a touchscreen, but it's little. Like, it's, you know, now they have a whole...
You got, like, a first-gen touchscreen.
Kinda, yeah.
My car was, like, a former rental car, so...
It doesn't have a whole lot.
Nothing.
Yeah.
I have a plug-in for the headphone jack on my phone that doesn't exist anymore.
Nice.
Yeah. And my son said, why don't you use that? I was like, what would I plug it into? Like, Apple took away the headphone jack, those bastards.
Oh, jeez. I was going to say something. Oh, bus. You know what song reminds me of buses?
Working at the car wash.
No. Spin Doctors, Two Princes. Because when I was growing up, the cool high school kids in the back, someone had like recorded it off the radio, and they just played it over and over on the way to school.
Really?
Yeah. And so, and it wasn't like super loud, but it was loud enough.
You knew what it was.
Yeah. And so, like, because obviously as you grew up, your seniority got you to sit further in the back, you know? So, like, so the high school kids were the cool ones in the back, and they had their little boombox listening to the Two Princes. And I'm like this little first grader that's like, if you want to call me baby.
Yeah, that's
I'm like, I want to be cool like them, so I'm going to learn this song.
That's a thing that doesn't happen driving the bus here because
everyone's got AirPods or whatever.
No, because they're staggered.
Oh.
Like, all the elementary kids are first, because they start, like, right at 8 o'clock or so, depending on the school. And then all the middle schools, and there's no high school bus service at all.
Oh, really?
There is for kids who go to CTE.
Okay.
The career technical education, like, from Lincoln or from Roosevelt or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Well, here in South Dakota, I guess, that you can drive at 14 or whatever.
Well,
you can.
It's not. My daughter has her learner's permit.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like when I was 14 and
okay,
I could
so it
just
is different.
Oh
okay.
Yeah. No, she
remember I used to always think you were crazy. I was like, well, in Iowa, we actually have to learn to drive before they let us drive.
In South Dakota, if you prove you can drive, you could drive. I think things have changed.
Okay, good. I feel better about that.
Well, because I think the practicality of that has changed as well. The number of farm kids driving in has dropped dramatically.
Okay, yeah, that does make sense if you are living out in the middle of nowhere. But you're driving in Sioux Falls, the biggest city in South Dakota.
Yeah.
You should not be able to just
We did.
Hop in and whatever.
But I was a way better driver at 18 than you were because I've been driving for 4 years.
So was I. I had my permit at 14.
But I was driving on my own for four. Like, I was literally driving all the time.
My driver's ed teacher said that the best drivers were actually the ones that were more nervous. Because if you go in all cocky, you're the one that's probably going to get in an accident.
No, that's true.
Ride all the time.
That's true. That's 100% true. I mean, I just went through driver education to learn how to drive a school bus.
Right.
And there's no better way to put it. And even the tester who administered the driving test.
Mm-hmm.
He said it much more diplomatically than I'm going to, but I was driving like a pussy.
Yeah.
I was just so careful and so slow. And because I don't have the feel for the accelerator. And
yeah. It's just like getting in any new thing, though. You got to kind
of
like.
You
got to
get the hang of it. Yeah.
Because even driving the hot car, I had driven it a bunch of times, but every time was still like.
But like
oh,
trying
the brakes
to.
Different than mine or whatever, you know?
Yeah. The brakes go to the floor before they start stopping. And the accelerator is like trying to push down a brick.
Yeah.
And then eventually it does go, and then you're like, wah!
Yeah, yeah.
What was that dumb car called?
A Caliber, I think.
Caliber, that is. Yeah, 2007. It's older than my daughter. I think they still have it. I don't know. I haven't been by there in a while. The fun thing about driving this bus, though, is if it's actually super tight, I'm going real slow. Mm-hmm. Like today, I there was no choice. It was at 26th and I can't remember what street it was, but I had to turn right and there's a middle turning lane and it's just it's not a big street and I can't get any more. Like I try to take the big turn and I can't take that big a turn and there's no and you've seen semis do it too. Like yeah, your yeah. back right tire is going to go over the curb.
Yeah.
But it was so tight. I'm like, is my mirror going to hit this guy? Like it was really snug. And so going real slow, but sometimes I've got plenty of room, but some little old lady in the turning lane doesn't realize that I have plenty of room. Like I've yeah. got a good
and
8, 10 feet.
Like, ah!
And she's like, you're going to hit my BMW.
That's funny.
It's always somebody in a BMW or a Volvo who's like,
anyway. I would suck at, I can't even like back up my car, let alone like a bus or something.
Well, we're not supposed to back up the bus.
You know, it's funny you say that because on the bus route that growing up that I had, there was actually a house where he pulled into their driveway, picked them up and backed out. But that was because it was all us like farm kids that were scattered.
Oh,
or,
this
like,
is out in the country. Yeah.
So like he didn't need to, if he had to keep going straight,
he was
going
to have to go 3 miles out of the way. Yeah.
So like he would back out.
That's
but
different.
That's also the same driveway where we did end up in the ditch once in the winter.
Oh, No, we are definitely not supposed to back up unless 100% absolutely necessary.
But that
and
was like part of the route.
Well,
like backed up every day.
When I was doing standby all the time, I didn't know the route. I'm relying on the little tablet computer to guide
fancy.
Me. They just got them this year. Otherwise, it was going out of paper.
Oh, that'd be rough.
Yeah. And I miss, because you know how if you're using GPS, it's not live. It's a little delayed from where you actually are. Well, I think I'm going to where I'm supposed to turn, but it turns out, oh, I was supposed to turn back there a block. And now I'm on a dead end street in a trailer park and I have no choice. I have to back up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm also on a dead end street, so there's not a lot of risk involved in backing up. But backing up is not good. It's not fun, but it's fun driving it and scaring little old ladies.
I've learned a lot about buses today.
This
is now a bus podcast.
I want to drive more big stuff. It's fun driving big giant vehicles. I had no idea how much fun it was going to be.
I don't even like being like the couple times or growing up, you know, I drive our family van once in a while or have to drive someone's big truck just like whatever.
Yeah.
I don't even like that. Like, I'm just so used to like little sedans or
the one thing that weirded me out though was because I would see buses or semis or whatever and they take up the whole freaking lane. Like,
yeah,
how do you keep it in the lane? Turns out it's pretty easy.
Yeah.
You pay attention.
Yeah.
It's not that hard if you're just paying attention. It's a lot harder to do when you're like looking up baseball stats on your phone, you know.
Well, I don't look up baseball.
Well, I don't either, but just looking up a thing or a what's it or whatever.
A who's a what's it?
Yawn. I have a class tomorrow.
I was going to say, it's getting late. We're old.
I know. And this was very last minute. It was just literally last night. I was like, hey, you should do a podcast and then I'll create intro music for your podcast.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have any other offers yet, so I guess. I did think it was funny just to sing it myself because... like, that is, I sing random crap all the time. Like,
you should just find some random blah drum beat.
Yeah.
And then just sing a song over the top of it. That would be so fun.
But, like, even in my everyday life, I'll catch myself being like, now I'm gonna go get my shoes. Like, I'll just do stuff like that, you know? So to me, I'm like, well, of course, I'll just do something stupid.
Well, there, do that. Now I'm gonna go get my shoes. It's the Talking Tosh
and then
podcast.
I'll be like, and then I'll be like, I just sang about my shoes. I'm weird. Like, I'll do that.
Yeah.
Like, I literally do that to myself alone.
I get stuff just stuck in my head. Metallica's new album.
I hear it's good.
It's.
I haven't actually heard
not,
it.
It. I. To me, it's not. I don't think it's as good as the last one, but it's good. It's better than I thought it was the first time I listened to it, for sure.
Did you happen to see, I know it's not exactly your wheelhouse, but did you happen to see the track list for Dolly Parton's new Rockstar album?
No, I heard you mention it in the podcast.
Oh my
gosh,
she's got like everybody. Because you know when her whole Rock Hall of Fame thing, she's like, oh, I'll make a rock album because I want to earn it or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So she's got like...
Because they were trying to put her in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and she didn't want it.
And then she totally deserves it. She's crazy. But yes. She's just the best person in the world, I think. But she's got like, I don't know, people from the Rolling Stones, like... well, there's one song. It's her, Brandi Carlile, and Pink, and I think that's going to be really good. But no, it's like... Like, if it's a rock legend, they're on this album. Like, it's crazy.
I'm Googling it right now.
And it's got to be a two-discer because there's so many songs. And some of them are covers, some of them aren't, but I'm excited. Go get them, Dolly.
Stupid-ass blog post. Just give me the fucking info I want instead of making me scroll down 20 times and hit the read more button. Okay.
She does do a song with
Richie Sambora, Sting, Steve Perry doing Open Arms. Oh, there are covers.
Some of them are.
And I should have been gone.
Open
Arms. That's a Journey song or a Steve Perry song?
Journey.
No. Magic Man with Ann Wilson.
Oh, we can't. You can't pay for these. We can't sing them.
Kid Rock, Steven Tyler.
I will say one of these
Stevie
things
Nicks.
Is not like the other. Kid Rock doesn't totally belong on this list, I don't think.
Well... If Peter Frampton and Miley Cyrus can be on this list,
well,
I think
Miley
Kid
Cyrus
Rock can be on this list.
Miley Cyrus is her goddaughter.
Have you seen that clip of her that's been going around where her voice is heavily compressed and processed?
Miley?
And it's like... and then it'll get compared to some other thing. Yeah. And it's just
that's just
a
like
silly
me
joke.
In the morning.
Purple Rain, interesting. Chris Stapleton, that's cool.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Pink and Brandi Carlile.
Which one are they doing again? Or what song is...
I Can't Get No Satisfaction.
That's going to be great.
Yeah. Melissa Etheridge. Nikki Sixx and John 5. Wow.
See?
Oh, with Rob Halford.
She's got everybody.
Oh, my gosh. Linda Perry, Emmylou Harris and Sheryl Crow, Pat Benatar.
But
Michael McDonald. I'm going to Yamo be there.
But Dolly's at the, you know, because Dolly's like a like no matter what genre of music you do, you respect Dolly, you know. And if she asks you to be on an album, you're like, yes, I will.
Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr. Holy shit.
Exactly. It's going to be amazing.
With Peter Frampton and Mick Fleetwood.
And that's why it's weird that Kid Rock is included.
Oh, and they're doing Let It Be.
Yeah.
Okay, I buy the Kid Rock's a little weird now. If Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr are on there. But, like, let's be honest. Ringo Starr is just, like, a couple notches above Kid Rock. I mean...
Well, but he was a Beatle. Like, well, that's a bigger deal than...
Yeah, but...
I want to be a cowboy, baby. Ball with the ball, the bang, the bang.
Why isn't Fred Durst on this?
Ooh.
Break
but
stuff.
Exactly. I feel like they're the same
I want to hear Dolly Parton go, break your fucking face tonight!
Well, the... She just released a song today because I always listen to New Music Friday on Spotify and it's called World on Fire. And I think she says like ass or something. And I'm like, I don't know if I've ever even heard Dolly Parton say ass. Like,
Freebird with Ronnie Van Zant and Gary Rossington from Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Oh, and Artemis Pyle.
I told you it was going to be a good time.
Wow. That does look interesting. I might even buy this album.
And that's a lot of songs. It's like.
Oh, yeah. That does look cool. No, I don't know how much you would have followed it. Maybe you read it. The Metallica's tour that they're doing over the next 2 years is like double header shows. No okay. Repeat two night concerts.
Oh, wow. Hanson did that once, just saying.
So.
Hanson did it first.
Did they do it in football stadiums?
No.
No,
they did
didn't.
Two nights.
Okay. So I got tickets for Asai's birthday for him and I to go to Minneapolis in August. 2024.
Okay.
I literally bought tickets that were over a year and a half away.
I've had Matchbox 20 tickets for 3 years. Well,
has that happened yet?
It's in June.
Oh, it's actually finally happening.
June 9th, I think.
Are the tickets I got at the radio station 3 years ago still good?
They should be. Those are the ones.
Okay.
Well, I didn't get station ones. Me and a friend bought them, but
the
ones we bought are still supposed to be good.
I got station ones, so...
Hopefully they're good.
If I can find them. They're somewhere in that room. But no, it'll be a concert one night and then an off night and then they'll play again.
Oh, that's kind of annoying though.
Well,
especially if you have to travel.
Well, they're always like a Friday and Sunday night. So, I mean, yeah, it's kind of annoying, but like James Hetfield's getting old. He can't be doing that back-to-back nights.
Because when Hanson did it, the first night was covers, and then the second night was like all their stuff.
Yeah, but he's not going, yeah.
Yeah, because Hanson actually sings. They don't
hey,
just
so
yell.
Does James. They actually, he sounds more like a singer than a screamer now.
Right, because his sure. vocal cords can't take it anymore.
It. No. In concert, it's much more of a sing than
I always think that about what's-his-face, Dexter from Offspring, too. Like, he just, like, it's Dexter, right? The lead singer?
Dexter Holland, yeah.
Yeah. He just kind of, like, yells.
And it's, like, an octave higher than it needs to be.
Yeah.
Trying to sing along, even when my voice was really high in high school, I like singing along with Offspring songs gave me a headache.
Yeah.
It was like, ah, ah, ah.
Well, and I have a hard time even singing along to a lot of female singers because I don't have a very high voice for a girl. I'm like, how are they doing this?
Oh, so today I'm driving the bus and that song, Somebody That I Used To Know. Yeah.
Gautier?
Yeah, it took me forever. I kept wanting to say Hozier. I'm like, that's not Hozier.
No.
That was the Take Me to Church guy. I was trying to sing along with it, and I remember I used to be able to get up there, and I can't anymore. I mean, not that I was on key or anything, right, but right. like I could kind of get up there, mm-hmm. and now it was like, oh, I'm not even close anymore.
Yeah.
Sure. Getting old. I'm too old for Gautier. Anyway.
I had to readjust.
Yeah.
This chair, I feel like I'm, like my feet
doesn't
don't
it just
touch.
Mold to you?
Yeah, it like I fall into it.
It's very comfortable. It's this gonna, couch is quite comfortable too.
It's going to eat me, I feel like. I'm just going to like sink in.
It was strange doing a podcast with my brother's current wife while sitting on the couch that he bought with his first wife.
You have their couch?
He actually, well, I... He gave it to me when they
broke up.
When, yeah, because, well, then when he married a second wife, she had furniture, so they used that furniture.
Oh, this is the third?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was a.
No, this was from the first.
Oh, okay.
Not the second. And the.
Which one would I have heard more about the stories about? Oh, yeah. Okay.
So I. But no, I just. He just gave it to me.
Okay.
And I had the whole set. Like, it was a love seat and a chair. We got rid of the love seat and chair a number of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But this couch is just...
Still holding up?
Oh, no. It's like, I will not show you underneath the cushions. Absolutely not. Because the kids have, the boys especially have, yeah. There's probably chocolate chips under me right now.
Okay, cool.
But it is the most comfortable thing to sleep on.
I actually
it's
went,
so comfy.
Remember a couple of years ago, I got a new couch, and then I, you know, the whole debacle trying to get my old one out. And
oh
all
yeah,
that.
The old one was like a futon-y thing, right?
No, it was just old, and furniture back in the day was just bigger and heavier and whatever. But I was actually a little, it was a handmade. I got it for free, like when I moved after college. My cousin was moving in with somebody, and like they had an extra couch, and I was like, sure, I'll take it. But even though it was didn't match anything. And it was a pain in the butt to move and it whatever. It was such a comfy couch. It was like nice and wide. Like you could lay in it.
This
and,
one
like,
with the cushions off is well wide enough for me.
And so it was kind of a bummer to get rid of it. I mean, I like my new couch too, but it was just kind of like, but it's so comfy.
What, if this thing ever gets replaced, I'm going to be very picky about what replaces right? it. Because like the nice looking couch we got upstairs, which doesn't look so nice anymore, I've never thought it was comfortable.
Oh, really?
Compared to this, not even close.
No.
It's okay. I mean, I did sit on it in the store.
Because the old couch I had, the thing that made it really hard to move was it went like up in the middle.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Did that. So.
Made it hard to pivot.
Yeah, because it was not the same all the way across or whatever. It didn't fit in the elevator, so we had to actually go up the stairs with it, which was also a pain in the butt.
If I recall. It's been like 3 years since I've been in your elevator, but it's not a big elevator.
It's not like a freight elevator or anything.
It's not even like a hospital elevator.
No.
Like you couldn't get a gurney in it.
I think my new couch fit in it.
Did it?
Mm-hmm. Because it's just more, my new couch is just more streamlined. Like it's, you know.
Sleek. It's built for speed.
And I will say, I did the sort of photo collage thing on my wall, I think, when I had my old couch. So then I got my new one and I was like, now it looks too tall because I did it before.
It's too tall.
Because my new couch was shorter than my old one. But, oh well. I wasn't going to redo the whole thing. I was like, oh, I don't care that much.
TalkingWithTosh.com.
Yeah.
There it is. One of the interesting stats you may see, I know they have it on Spotify, is percent that listened how long.
Yeah.
And I'm amazed at how, even on like the 3-hour ones, there's still like 40-some% people listen all the way to the end mm-hmm. of a 3-hour podcast.
Well, I listen, like even the podcasts I listen to, if they're longer, it might take me like three.
Couple of days.
Yeah, but I've finished the whole thing eventually.
Yeah. I mean, if it's a Joe Rogan episode that it's somebody on there I care to listen to,
yeah,
I'll eventually listen to the whole thing.
What was I going to say? Oh, there is, I forget which one it is, if it's Spotify, Apple, whatever, but it has the stat for like starts.
Yeah.
Versus like,
streams. Yeah, that's like, Spotify.
Yeah.
It starts and streams and then listeners.
Right. Because I started it doesn't mean they finished it.
Well, starts means they have played at least 0 seconds of a podcast, which that would include, if I understand it right, that includes a download that's never listened to.
Oh, okay.
Because like some of my podcasts automatically download, but I may not listen to them. Like mm-hmm. if it's Meat Eater and they're talking to some anthropologist, I'm like, this has nothing to do with fucking hunting. I don't care. Like Mark has played and I never listened to it.
Yeah.
But if it's, I'm guessing that's what that is. That's why it's zero. And then I think streams are listen to at least 5 seconds of a podcast. So the bar is really,
really,
really high for a stream versus a start. But
I did like when I posted that I posted my podcast, there were a couple people that were just, I've never actually met them in person that I'm aware of, but just, you know, people that followed us or listened to us. Even what I didn't even say it, one guy was like, make sure you all comment, get her up there. I was like, hype man.
The thing that was been so sweet,
I was like, thanks dude.
I think it's still the case, let me go look. I think I still have like a 5-star rating on iTunes or on Apple. Oh. Yeah, 58 ratings, all 5 stars.
Did you find it hard when you first started podcasting? I guess you only really did one episode by yourself, right?
I have 1 4-star.
'Cause being radio people, did you feel like you needed a way to get out? Like, 'cause usually it'd be like weather, time, something. Like there was always kind of the way you got out of your outro was set, or you'd say, the way out is like, coming up, we got blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, you had a set way to end it. And then on a podcast, you're like, it's just over. Bye. Like,
my endings are 20 minutes long.
It's the Midwest
They're not
goodbye.
Good.
It's the Midwest goodbye.
It's a Midwest goodbye. Every one of my podcasts is like, it usually starts, the goodbye ends with, well, this is fun.
Yeah. Yep. Which is how Midwest, you're like, I gotta go another half hour. I decided to end mine the same way when I did middays. That's how I always ended it.
Oh, yeah. The little
catchphrase.
I don't
know if people caught up on the, or, you know.
I noticed, yes. I still open my podcast with my opening line from every show. Hey, hi, how are you?
Oh, okay, there you go.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember what
that's the official start, yeah. Thanks. I can't remember yours either. I just remember it has something about making good choices and like, that's no fun.
Well, I kept adding to it as crap happened in the world. Yeah. Like, because I would always say be safe, make good choices, because I remember seeing that on like some show one time and I thought it was funny. And I think Bailey Sarian says something to the same effect, but I changed mine a little bit. So I say be safe, make good choices, wash your hands. I think we all know where that came from. When COVID started.
Right.
So I'd say be safe, make good choices, wash your hands. And then just maybe it was a little bit of influence from Ellen, because she would always say like be kind to each other. So then I added the just try to be a good person, and then...
I don't remember that. I just remember peace out Brussels sprout.
Right, and then just even all through like high school and college, I would say peace out Brussels sprout or peace out Girl Scout a lot, but I prefer Brussels sprout. I think it's kind of funnier. So then that would be the end.
So if anybody wants to be on my podcast, here's how you do it. Do what my brother just did. He sent me a text a little while ago. 20 minutes ago, that said, I get this next week. Want to do a podcast? Do some flights of whiskey? 21-year Bushmills.
Oh.
That shit's expensive.
Oh.
And he doesn't even let his new wife drink it. So I guess my brother will be back for his third appearance next as well.
Am I competing with your brother for the
I'm going to have Tyler on again because he's the other repeat guest that I've had. And Jeff. Jeff's actually going to be here next week because of the Great Plains Section matches next weekend.
I'm going to call out Manila Matt because after he was on your podcast, he asked me to be on his podcast.
Well, he hasn't started it yet either.
I beat him to it. Okay.
Yeah. No. Oh, God, this is so funny. I'm going to have to retell this story on the next one because it's buried at the end. Although this one's going to be shorter than average. So the other night, like a week ago, on Instagram, I posted a picture of my shower beer. And okay, it wasn't a picture, it was a video.
Uh-huh.
And laugh so hard. I'm sorry. This is one of those things where I'm really hoping it's
as funny now.
I hope it's as funny as
too much build up.
I hope you think it's as funny. No, I think it's pretty good. So Matt jumps into the comments and says, hold on, I gotta find it because there were a bunch after that.
Oh my gosh. Get to it already.
We can see your dong in the reflection.
Could you really? I didn't see it.
What do you think I did immediately? I went, looked. Like, oh my God.
Did you delete it?
No, because it wasn't there.
Oh, okay.
He played a prank on me.
Oh, gotcha.
And then we go back and forth like 20 times, and I said, Jesus, you made me nervous. I actually rewatched it. And he said, I was laughing so hard thinking about the initial panic.
Even I was like, did it really? Like,
yes.
Oh my God.
And then I said, now I'm dying laughing. And after he sent me that, that's when I lost it and was like, I'm tearing up again thinking about it. I was laughing so hard because I was just panicked.
He was right. Like,
I was like, oh my God, did I put my penis on the internet? And then he, and then like a day later, I commented again. Every time I think about it, I start crying laughing again. This is like last Saturday or Sunday night. Oh my God. I laughed so hard. It was just like the most evil prank, but brilliant at the same time. Cause he nailed it. He called it knew I was going to freak out and go check that video. Oh my God.
That's funny. I've never had a shower beer. Does that
They're
surprise
pretty
you?
Good. They're pretty damn good. I'm telling you. Especially in the summer. It's more of a summer thing. Like I'm starting to discover like whiskey when I'm sweaty is
oh no. Mm-mm.
I mean, I still enjoyed my Buffalo Trace here, but I would really rather have another summer shandy. If I'm being honest, and thunder.
Sturms.
Armagerd, Sturms. Oh, I haven't heard that in forever. What was that? Oh, the Goosebumps girl.
Yep.
And then did we just start?
We just started
saying Sturms because everybody freaks out about Sturms every time there's a Sturm and Sturms. I kind of miss having watching television and seeing weather freakouts. I don't really see those anymore.
But speaking of weather, if it is getting bad, I should probably get.
Well, yeah.
Well, this has been fun.
Well, this has been fun. Well, I kind of started to wrap it up, like I said, yeah, 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah, listen to my podcast. I guess I'm not even sure exactly because yours always comes out Monday night, right? Like,
well, Tuesday
morning, technically.
When it becomes Tuesday, that's when it comes out.
Okay. When it becomes Tuesday.
I haven't even had that much to drink.
I know. Well, because I'm just, like I said, I'm still kind of figuring out what day will work best to, like, have time to do it or whatever. Yeah. So, like, I do think Thursday works decent because it's usually not a gym day for me. And it's usually, like, I think it will work. But...
And it's not my day.
Right.
I will seriously give you some advice. This worked out great for me tonight. Because I had nobody. And then when yours came out and we started texting, I was like, hey, it's been a while since Tasha's been on. I could use another stat bump. Like, can you do one this weekend? And I do have a couple others in the works. I have a old high school friend who's a farmer I was trying to get on because he'll be really colorful. But I haven't been able to. He's planting, so I'm hoping maybe I can do one. But like... do one soon with him, but if you can like stack them up ahead of time.
Oh yeah. But I do think for some of the stuff I do that's pop culture-y, I can't.
You gotta
really
be timely. Yeah, well, yeah. And if it's just you, you can do it whenever.
Yeah, yeah.
But I've gotten into that, such a pattern of always having a guest. I have.
You feel like you have
now
to.
Now I feel like I always have to have a guest.
And that's why I kind of like that. I don't mind if I have a guest once in a while, but I don't know if it'll be my main thing, you know?
Here's the thing. It's harder to make it work, but like, I've always got a few irons in the fire.
Yeah.
I've always got, well, like, when I had Joe Sneevy on, that was like a month and a half in the works before I finally had him on.
And I've had a couple other friends, you know,
everybody wants to be on your show now.
Well, no. We would talk about, like, oh, yeah, we should, like, we would say we were going to start it, and then we never did. And then it was like, and then again, trying to schedule with somebody else. Well, what day works for you? Blah, blah, blah. So it's like, I'm just going to start it by myself and see what happens. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Because it's just, like you say, I can do it when I kind of want and when it works for me. And
well, and that's how I started. I was never really planning on having guests initially. Yeah. I just planned on having you on because it was all pretty fresh.
Yeah.
And I planned on mostly doing them by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was so much fun to like have conversations with people and just do what we've been doing for the last 2 hours.
Right. And I do think that's why.
Only an hour and a half.
Well, and that's why on the first one, I couldn't necessarily do it, but that's why I do kind of want to do the sort of topic thing. Like tell me, like then I'll have more of a conversation.
Yeah.
Even if I'm just reading other people's emails or something, at least it's still a type of conversation.
I always mean to put out, hey, what? I don't want to just put out a blank, hey, what should I talk about? You know.
Well, no, that's why, like event, like maybe at the end of the,
like we did on the morning show, like just have a topic,
right? Like, the first one I just kind of wanted to lay a little bit of a foundation, but on the second one, I might say, okay, this next week we're gonna talk about bad dates or something. So send me your bad date stories, and then that'll, you know, and obviously it'll be sort of a, we'll see what happens kind of thing. But and then I'll still do my little
ask a no hands pants Mary question,
right?
Like. How did she word it?
Hypotheticals.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you dropped a $10 cupcake on the bathroom floor at a bar, would you eat it?
Ooh, at a bar makes it tough. Like my bathroom, I might risk it, but a bathroom or a public bathroom.
If someone offers to mow your lawn for free,
but it's a Sunday.
Will you let them do it on Sunday?
Yes, I would let them do it anytime as long as I don't have to.
But no, like the one thing I haven't done to this point yet that I want to, and I actually heard a podcast I listened to mention, well, this is the one we had in the can just in case we didn't have one.
Mm-hmm.
It was the emergency backup episode that was just sitting there waiting to be posted if they weren't able to get a show together. And I should have one of those with, with like my brother or Tyler or somebody.
Yeah.
But the other thing I can do, too, is just I'll go in there and breathe into the microphone for 20 minutes.
Yeah. And I'm not saying, like I said, I don't think I'll have a guest. Like, I'll do guests sometimes or for special occasions or something. But it is just easier to be me because I don't have to worry about anybody else's schedule.
Yes.
Because even to find time this weekend was a little hard.
Oh, yeah. We went back and forth like 10 times.
Yeah.
And I was avoiding tonight because I have a class to get ready for tomorrow, which isn't that big of a deal, but I like the big match we do every year, that's next weekend. Okay. So like all next week I'm
right.
But
we did it.
Yeah, we did it. We did it. We did it. Yay. We did it. What the hell is that? Oh, Dora the Explorer. Yep. That's what it is.
Can we build it? Yes,
that
we
reminded
can.
Me
that's
of
Bob
a cat
the builder.
Video I just saw. A girl is doing her Dora impression to her cat. Soy Dora, can you say gato? And then her cat slaps her in the face. It's hilarious.
And on that note,
please
listen to Talking with Tasha.
Yeah. Thank you for listening. Subscribe to my podcast and Tasha's podcast.
Yeah.
Available on most of the places where actually Tasha's is probably available in more places than mine, but I quit after Apple and Spotify. I just didn't do it.
Well, but yeah, and then the Stitcher, I think it's Stitcher, Pandora, and Sirius are all together, like in one thing.
Oh, maybe I really should submit to on Stitcher then.
Okay. Just give them your firstborn. That's fine.
I shouldn't have read the terms and conditions.
Who does that?
I don't know. I did that time. Okay, anyway, thanks. Bye.